The testimony of Rupert Murdoch and his son James before Parliament yesterday began with a long series of apologies and acknowledgments that what had gone on at News Corp was unacceptable. Former News International Chief Executive Rebecca Brooks testified as well for several hours yesterday. Rupert Murdoch stopped short of taking responsibility for the News of the World phone hacking scandal, but he did say that he was planning to mitigate it in the future.
Invading people's privacy by listening to their voicemail is wrong. Paying police officers for information is wrong. They are inconsistent with our codes of conduct and neither has any place in any part of the company that I run.
Now eyes turn to Prime Minister David Cameron, who's been connected with some of the people who are accused in this scandal, not only Andy Coulson, and he's expected to make a statement within the half hour to the House of Commons. Joining us now is Mark Darcy, a host of Today in Parliament for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Celeste.
We spoke to you yesterday when the hearings were beginning, and we asked you what question you wanted to ask if you were there at the testimony. And you said you wanted to talk about payments that were made to known hacking victims. Did they sign off checks that were given in the knowledge that it was hush money or a simple civil settlement? Did that question get answered?
Well, it certainly did up to a point. There were clearly quite large checks that were signed. James Murdoch, who was the person who authorised them, said he did so without absolute full knowledge of what the details of the settlements were, and eyebrows were raised at that. And then we got onto the equally interesting subject of money being paid towards the defence of the News of the World's former royal editor, Clive Goodman, and Glenn Mulcair, the private detective who had been directly doing a lot of the phone hacking. And it appears that money was paid by News International towards their defence costs, even after News International and the News of the World had sort of ordered them from the building and sacked them and theoretically was treating them as people who brought the whole company into disrepute.
We're speaking with Mark Darcy, host of Today in Parliament for our partner, the BBC. Who do you think Rupert Murdoch and his son James were speaking to yesterday, really? Was it the Parliament? Was it maybe the British people? Or was it their shareholders?
I think, to be honest, it was all three at different times because they had to address a whole different set of concerns. There's the role of Parliament and the British government in, as it were, regulating News International. How big a share should it have of the British media market and issues like that, which are now very much in play. There's a lot of concern around that. They're trying to rebuild their brand with the British public because there has been a really huge reaction here against the phone hacking allegations, particularly of people who are the victims of crime or murder or terrorism, rather than celebrities and politicians, which to some extent I think will always be seen as fair game. So they've got those audiences. And of course, there seems to be rising shareholder concern as well for those people who actually own News International.
You know, Mark Darcy, I'd love to know your sort of view of what constitutes hush money versus what constitutes a civil payout. But I can't resist asking you, how does this put into scrutiny the whole question of government sources and journalists in Britain, where there's a different tradition of free press, but very similar? And how do you think it might have an impact here in the United States?
I think that people in the United States are clearly asking questions about news gathering methods that may or may not have been employed over there. I mean, different newspapers, different television channels, different culture. So I can't speak to what may or may not have been happening in the States. But over here, I think there is definitely concern both about the news gathering methods that were there, phone hacking, whether there were other things that were perhaps equally unethical going on, but also about the cozy relationship between both political parties. Our two main political parties, Labour and the Conservatives, have both made strenuous efforts over the years to be in the good books of News International in general and Rupert Murdoch and his editors in particular, and also relations with the police forces. Police and journalists have talked together, you know, since the days of Jack the Ripper here in London, and information that perhaps shouldn't have been passed across has been passed across over the centuries. So that doesn't come as a total surprise. But when it gets to companies having very close relationships with ex-police officers, taking them on as consultants or employees or columnists, eyebrows are raised a bit higher.
We're speaking with Mark Darcy, a host of Today in Parliament for our partner, the BBC. As I said, everyone is going to be looking toward the comments from the Prime Minister, David Cameron, which we're expecting within 20 minutes or so. I've been reading a lot of our newspaper articles and hearing commentaries of people talking about the imperiled Prime Minister. Is it really that dire for Cameron at this point?
It's damaging. I don't think it's fatal. There are a lot of Conservative members of Parliament behind Cameron who have not been entirely happy that the government's been engulfed in this scandal, who perhaps never really liked the idea of taking on board the former News of the World editor Andy Coulson in the first place. But I don't think that there is a silver bullet anywhere in here that finishes David Cameron's premiership. He can be accused of unwise judgment in the employment of Andy Coulson, but that's not a fatal charge. What is a problem is that the economy over here is not great. People are generally nervous about what might happen as a result of your budget crisis in Washington, about the crisis in the euro, yeah. A whole load of things. And a wounded prime minister who has been damaged by this may find the sharks are circling around him.
Well, you say there's no silver bullet. What if we find out that Andy Coulson, who was in charge of handling this scandal for the government, what if we find out that he in some way covered up things or did not look into things which were evidence of improprieties or even wrongdoing?
Well, that is where things get nastier for David Cameron. But at that point, I imagine the government, if that point were ever to come, at that point, I think the government would say that they'd been let down by Coulson, not that it was then Cameron's fault that these things had happened. Because what we're talking about are sins committed, as it were, when Andy Coulson was editor of a News of the World, News International newspaper, not things that he did when he was David Cameron's director of communications. I mean, the accusation is about whether or not he was tainted and shouldn't have been taken on in the first place, not about anything that he might have done when he was working in Downing Street.
All right, so let's end this this conversation with one of the same questions I asked you yesterday. Were you to ask David Cameron any one question today, what would it be?
Do you really thoroughly interrogate Andy Coulson about what he knew about this scandal before you took him on?
What do you think his answer would be?
His answer would be he received assurances.
Yeah,
that's not an answer.
Murdoch's answer. He believed him.
It's like Murdoch's answer.
Yeah.
It's the people I trusted.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone's kind of trying to pass responsibility down the line. At some point, that responsibility is going to have to land somewhere, but not with Mark Darcy. He's the host of Today in Parliament for our partner, the BBC. Thank you so much.
Let's put it all on Darcy.
No, I don't think so. No, that's totally not fair. Thanks, Mark.
Darcy did it.
A pleasure.
We're not putting anything on Mark Darcy, host of Today in Parliament. What we're talking about is the upcoming expected remarks from Prime Minister David Cameron. He is expected to make a statement within about 15 to 20 minutes to the House of Commons this morning in response to the phone hacking scandal in the UK.